Well, it was a big day yesterday for New South Wales jockey Bobby Alyssa, who was successful in his appeal against a four-month riding ban, which was handed down by Racing New South Wales stewards for a ride on at Goulburn last March on a horse called Soul Tester. Now, New South Wales stewards charged him with AR135B, which is one of the toughest charges for any jockey, because it essentially means that in the steward's eyes, he did not give his horse every possible hope to finish in the best possible position. Yesterday, Bobby won his appeal. He joins us this morning on Racing Pulse. Good morning, Bobby. You must be very relieved.
Good morning, mate. Yeah, pretty relieved, buddy. Yeah, it's a good feeling.
We haven't seen, or I haven't seen any response from the stewards or reasons given for the uphold of the appeal. What was given to you?
There is reasons on the website, mate. I can read them out to you if you like.
Oh, I'd love you to give us some insight. Yes, I didn't see that.
1 second, mate. Yeah, there is. A few hours after my decision, Racing New South Wales then has put it up on their website, which was very good of them. Yeah, 1 second, I'll just find it for you.
So, well, just in essence, why yep. were you so confident? Because I know when you were originally charged, you were quite disappointed. You said you were, in fact, disgusted and disappointed by the charge. You had the full support of Ron Quinton, the trainer, and you'll be appealing. Obviously, you were shocked to get 4 months in the first place. Why were you so confident that you would get it overturned on appeal?
I'll explain to you in a second why I was, but it says here, Bobby Alyssa, licensed jockey, lodged an appeal against conviction and penalty after being found guilty of stewards under Rule AR135B, which is quite serious, mate. The appeal was heard on Tuesday, 13th of June, at the officers of Racing New South Wales. The panel gave the following final orders. Number one, the appeal against the finding of guilt was upheld. The finding of guilt under AR135 is set aside. The appeal of a four-month suspension is set aside. The appeal deposit is refunded. Yeah, like, it was a big win for me, mate, but what people don't see and what I'd say the stewards would see it, but this has affected my whole life. Like, I've come back after what I've been through, and I've worked so hard to get to where I got. You know, I was averaging 15, 20 rides a week, and things were going good for me. Once this appeal got in, and it sort of did affect me a lot, because, you know, trainers don't want to be putting on people with this sort of thing lingering over their heads. And if I was a trainer, I probably wouldn't be doing it either. But, yeah, now I've beat it. And, yeah, it's a good feeling, mate. It was something I definitely didn't need, put it that way.
So the stewards, in their original charge, had issue with your tactics on four separate occasions over the last 600 metres of the race. When they initially questioned you, were you, in your wildest dreams, did you think that you would be hit with a four-month suspension for basically not riding to the best of your ability to give the horse its every possible chance?
Well, mate, I had, to be honest with you, it was six reasons. They get five or six reasons, I'm pretty sure. So, and the panel threw every one of those reasons out. I'll be honest with you, with all due respect to Racing New South Wales and stewards, they got a job to do, and they do a very good job of doing that. But there's always going to be the occasional person that's, you know, I believe, can't read a race to their best of ability. And because to be given a four-month suspension on something of these particulars, you know, it's not like saying, mate, I'm going to give you a week and you've done a wrong thing and a smack on the hand. A four-month suspension, he took away my livelihood for 4 months. You know, the stewards have a power higher than the police. And so when I said that in my first write-up, how I was disgusted, I was. You know, I'm writing for my old boss, Ron Quinton. I'm riding in front of the whole nation, and for me to be getting something like that on a horse that very average ability and has been sacked since and went no good after I rode it, you know, it's detrimental to my career, and it was upsetting. It affected my life, my livelihood, my rides. You know, I couldn't get a ride for two Saturdays in a row. I've gone from having six, seven rides at the Ringers on a Saturday and a few rides for the week, and I couldn't get a ride. So it did affect me, and I, like, you know, after coming back, what I went through, it was a bit of a kick in the guts, mate. But so now I can just put it behind me and move onwards and upwards from here, I guess. But yeah, I was a bit disgusted, to be honest. But now I've beat it, and feels good.
Have you spoken to Mark Van Gestel since yesterday or after the hearing?
I haven't, no. But I shook their hands, Mr. Van Gestel. He's a great steward, and they're all great stewards. Like I said, they've got a job to uphold, but. To be honest with you, like, I'm sure many of jockeys and probably many of the critics in the crowd agree, the stewards police us, but I think it's probably one of the only games in the world. I think it is the only game in the world where some stewards don't get policed by a different structure. That's what I find unfair. You know, like they police us, but there's no one policing them, and we've got to go to appeal to get things overturned. And fortunate enough for me, I had a good hearing. I had Mr. Ron Quinton support me. I had a great solicitor in Paul O'Sullivan, and yeah, it was overturned. But you know, some jockeys shouldn't have to go through this rigmarole, and you know, it's life damaging.
So since yesterday, has the phone started ringing again? Have a lot of people started to come back to you, so to speak?
Well, I think they will in time because, like, you know, I'm not going to say I'm not, without blowing my own trumpet, I feel like I'm a likeable fellow. I try to do my best out there. Like, you know, I've ridden winners. I get along with a lot of people in the racing crowd. You know, there's always going to be a critic out there. There's always going to be a critic for every jockey out there. But I try to do the right thing and just, you know, I've made mistakes in the past. I'll be the first one to throw my hands up for that. But, you know, what jockey hasn't? You know, you've got great jockeys out there that have made a million mistakes. And in my eyes, adversity never hurt anybody. But you just want you sort of want the right adversity now, especially at my age. I'm 40. I've got a young daughter, an amazing family. I want to be riding and ride winners. It's, you know, with all these great jockeys and young kids coming up in the area, it's hard enough getting rides as it is.
Mm.
And you don't get recognised. And getting out of bed and riding track work, and like trainers do this day in, day out, and working hard. So I can see where they come from. But from a jockey's point of view, like, it is a kick in the guts when you've got to work hard and things like this get thrown in your face, but I guess it's the racing game, mate. So.
Well, if one person knows something about adversity and fighting back from it, it's you, from what you've been able to do with your health battles to get back into the saddle. So I've got no doubt you'll be able to get back again. You got a ride at Rosehill on Saturday?
I have, mate. I've got a couple of Rosehill Saturday. And I've just got, to be honest with you, mate, I injured myself at Bathurst last Friday. And when I got into the horses, was a bit cheeky in the barriers. And I've sprained my wrist and hurt my back a bit. So I'm just going to play by ear. I've been to the doctors and spoke to Racing New South Wales. And, yeah, I've got the good news yesterday. So I'm going to do my best to be back riding this weekend. Otherwise, I'll be back next week.
Bobby, good luck in getting back. Hopefully, you'll be back on Saturday, and no doubt you'll be back in the winner's stall or the winner's circle very, very soon. It was a good day for yourself getting that overturned yesterday.
Yeah, it was great news, mate. Thank you so much.
Good on you, Bobby Alyssa.